President Obama announced this week the transfer of 15 Gitmo Guantanamo Bay detainees, the single largest transfer of prisoners since Guantanamo became the historically famous, globally unprecedented U.S. judicial netherworld in the war on terror. Carol Rosenberg, a journalist who's closely followed the infamous military prison for years, reporting for the Miami Herald, joins us. Carol, how did you get the news?
I've been hearing about this big transfer for some time, John. This is the first of what we expect to be perhaps up to 20 more in coming weeks. And while this isn't the end of the story, this is a really a dramatic moment for Guantanamo. They basically have shut down all media opportunity, the detention center, till October. So I expect by then we could have a tiny little detainee population of maybe 40-something or 50 prisoners from an all-time high of about 660 in 2003.
And right now it stands at 61 with the 15 who are bound for somewhere in the Gulf?
They arrived in the UAE over the weekend. It was a secret operation. Gitmo likes its secret operations. They flew them out Saturday night.
And they will stay there indefinitely. Are there any conditions to their remaining in the UAE?
So a dozen are Yemeni and three are Afghans, and those 15 men can't go home. The UAE has set up, I'm told, I haven't seen it, a rehabilitation program, residential. Somebody described it as, at the start, quasi-detention, meaning, you know, they're not going to be on the streets of Abu Dhabi anytime soon, but they are going to be in a program that will evolve into halfway house living, and then at some point, what we would consider freedom. The issue that I have not been able to resolve is, do they get travel documents? Can they leave the country, the Emirates? But they're going to start off in a setting that should reassure people who are afraid that they've just been let loose. And then they're going to evolve into something that should allow them to set up new lives, get wives, have families. And I'm told that they will get family visits in the Emirates.
Now, there are also some of us who are concerned that they not just be sent to a facility where they're just kind of dumped and tortured endlessly for one reason or another. Are there assurances that they will be treated in a way that leads to the kind of freedom you're talking about?
I haven't seen the assurances, but I think that when you deal with a country like the UAE, the evolution to get them out of this setting is inevitable. They're not interested, as I understand it, in having a, you know, Guantanamo East. They're interested in helping these people get to new lives. It's not going to help. UAE is a very stable country, but you don't want to have a setting like that. So their goal is to help them figure out how to get out of the rehab center into, again, halfway houses. And then if Oman, which has a similar program, is any indication, let them, particularly for the Yemenis, let their family send them wives and let them have apartments and help them get jobs.
Any quid pro quo here that we know anything about? And I can't imagine you know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway.
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, what I can tell you is that President Obama has put a lot of effort into talking to the GCC, the Gulf Cooperation Council countries, and getting their help in getting out of this Guantanamo problem. You know, the Yemenis, as your previous guest made clear, they can't go back to Yemen. The place is just a wreck of a country, and nobody wants former al-Qaeda or people who may at this point be somewhat sympathetic to al-Qaeda ending up in Yemen. So Obama reached out. Oman stood up and took 20 Yemenis, huge number of people. We understand that that is a program that is allowing evolution into private life. The Saudis took 9 Yemenis, in addition to more than 100 Saudis that were returned through the years, mostly by the Bush administration. Now the UAE has a total of 20 former Guantanamo detainees, 3 of them Afghans, whom the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff didn't want sent back to Afghanistan, and the rest are Yemeni.
Now, did these individuals bypass some judicial tribunal process that was taking place? Was it interrupted and it basically said, okay, go here now? Or were these in a special status?
Sorry, just the opposite. No, these are men who have been cleared through a series of parole-style reviews and proceedings. In some instances, six of them were cleared by 2009, and some of them probably in the Bush years. But because they were Yemeni, they had nowhere to go, so there was no incentive to figure out how to get them out of there. There's this parole board kind of thing that was set up called the Periodic Review Board. It has representatives of the Justice Department, the Director of National Intelligence, the Joint Chief of Staff, the State Department, Homeland Security, and the Secretary of Defense. And they look at the files. They make recommendations. In some of these instances, it was recommended that these men be sent to Arabic-speaking countries because they look at the 14 or so years they've lost at Guantanamo, and they want the best chance for them to get on with their lives and not become that recidivist figure that everybody fears and that Congress is so preoccupied with from the Bush years, when it looks like so many of the detainees were not properly settled and did end up, as they say, back on the battlefield.
So from limbo for years to the UAE, Carol Rosenberg, reporter from the Miami Herald, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.